So we've lost the game. It's hard to fathom why, because we were so comfortable, especially the first half. And even when we went 2-1 down, we were the team that were in the ascendancy.
Well, I was going to say, at the 60-minute mark, it looked like it was going to be a nailed-on, comfortable 3 points to Swindon. So from your perspective, what did go wrong?
We just got a little bit untidy and a little bit sloppy. They broke away for the first goal, for the penalty, when really we should have been hemming them in from one of our throw-ins up around their box. And that was a disappointing thing, because it's something that we'd spoken about, not to get hit on the break. And in many ways, I'll need to see the penalty again, but in many ways you've seen goalkeepers be sent off for that as well. So we're pleased that he never got sent off. The second one was a bit untidy again, but we stopped passing for a period of 10 or 15 minutes, allowed them to just get balls into their strikers and balls into the box and started threatening us a little bit. But that's the nature of the way they play.
The game seemed to get scrappy all of a sudden, and that suited Brentford and it didn't suit your side.
No, very much so. It got scrappy. We never took responsibility to get it under control and keep passing it. And that was a disappointing thing for a period of probably only about 10, 15 minutes maximum. But you expect that away from home, because you expect the home team to be, you know, have the momentum going forward.
Goalkeeper was fortunate not to be sent off.
I'll have to see it again. Talking to the dressing room was that he actually got the ball, his hand on the ball, and he's just left his feet there to fall over. But I'll have to see and just say that. I think Wes, he didn't deserve it. I think it's a harsh sending off for any goalkeeper anyway, you know, that sort of thing. What's he expected? You just stand up and let the boy score in the back of the net. So I think it's a silly decision if you get goalkeepers sent off for that personally. But I'll have a little look at it and I'll, you know, be able to see if it was.
That was, though, the catalyst, wasn't it? That was the turning point in the game, because suddenly there was a swell of Brentford pressure.
Yeah, they got a little bit of momentum. The crowd got behind them, and they got the second goals a bit sloppy as well from our point of view. I think, I don't know if we should have maybe headed it clear, but it was like chest control that went straight to them. But then we went 2-1 down and we started passing it. We were playing a bit more direct in many ways, but we did try and keep the ball a little bit better and pass it a bit better and created a few chances again, but never had a chance to get that little tapping that we need to get nowadays.
Do you think that's because you're having conceded two goals in such quick succession?
I don't think it was because they were short again. To be fair to Brentford, they defended very well, and the balls just seemed to drop to them tonight.
How disappointing is it to lose to a promotion rival, especially in the fashion that you have?
It's very disappointing, because, you know, it's still going to be a tough ask for any team to go and, you know, get promotion. If it means we have to go in the playoffs, we have to go in the playoffs, so we might have to meet them again. So it's important that you get the right results, whether it's a draw. Obviously we felt we were comfortable at that point, but we need to regroup. We've got 9 games to go, and we'll look at the other games that are coming up.
Is this a damaging defeat tonight?
Not damaging as such, because we're still fourth in the league. It's disappointing. And it's just we felt that the 3 games since I've been here, we've been in command, but we've only taken 4 points out of 9. So that's something that we need to look at. It is, I'm afraid to say it, that's the way football goes sometimes.
You mentioned the playoffs. Are you now suggesting that you think automatic promotion might be beyond Swindon this season, or are you not ruling that out at the moment?
No, not at all, not at all. You saw how we played against the team who are now third in the league. And you're saying yourselves that you thought we were the better side over the period of the game. Well, we need to keep doing that. And if we do that, to be the better side over most of the games, then we'll win more games than we'll lose. And we'll hopefully get into one of the automatic playoffs.
You have another big game in a week's time, no match on Saturday, and then that trip to Yeovil, which is going to be pivotal again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be very big, but the thing is, it's a big game for them as well. Because I think we've got the best team in the league. I'm sure other managers think they've got the best team in the league. So as much as everyone's saying it's a big game for us, it's a big game for them.
In terms of getting players in, I know it's something you're keen to do. Have you had any suggestion that embargo is going to be lifted?
Nothing so far. Nothing so far at all. And Sinead, you probably know more than myself. So at the moment, we've got probably 4 or 5 days to see if we can get the embargo lifted, and if we can, then we'll maybe try and get a couple of players in. But at the moment, there's no information for yourselves.
Is that frustrating, though, from your perspective?
It was frustrating, but then you saw how they played today. Like, they were the better team. So, you know, it's frustrating that we don't have the numbers to actually try and maybe help one or two of them out. But, you know, it's and say to the players after the game, apart from being disappointed at the two sort of costly mistakes to lose the goals.
Appreciate your time, Kevin. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Kevin.